We're on the line now, have from Near FM, the wonderful Maura Walsh. Hello, Maura, good afternoon. How are you?
Hello, good afternoon, and happy birthday.
Same
happy
indeed.
Anniversary, Near FM.
Yeah, so tell us about your time, how you started, and how you sort of evolved in the station.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I started back in 2016, and I always had an interest in radio, and interestingly, an opportunity, I'd expressed an interest and an opportunity came up on the art show, and it absolutely, Noel, suited me down to the ground, because I was very engaged in what was happening right across the city in the art scene, and a super interest in it. And, you know, I felt really comfortable coming on the show. And at the beginning, I was co-presenting with the different people on the show, and then I finally kind of got to do my show myself. I got more used to the desk and doing the, I suppose, production side of it, and mm-hmm. getting people lined up and interviews, and I absolutely loved it.
It was an accident getting involved in the art show then, and that's where you sort of accidentally found
Yeah, I did, Noel. I suppose I found my tribe. Like I said, you know, I was out and about myself. You know, I was, you know, engaging, I suppose, in a lot of theatre and going to a lot of events and festivals and music. And it was right up my street. You know, I felt that I already had a lot of contacts in the creative industries, mm-hmm. I suppose, for want of a better word. And it was kind of already part of my life. So I was really comfortable, I suppose, you know, asking people, hey, would you like to come along onto the show? And you know what? My focus all the time, Noel, was on stuff that was coming off, really getting people. I kind of stopped watching a lot of television years ago, and I've always been a radio enthusiast. Mm-hmm. And I really was kind of get people, like, I want you guys to get out, just get out into society, into the community, and really not just enjoy entertainment that's happening right on your doorstep, but also support artists and support communities by you know, getting off the couch and getting down to your local, you know, community centre or local theatre or music venue. And part of it was like, I suppose, you know, I was trying to drive business to the arts. So it makes me very sad about what's happened at the moment,
indeed.
You know, because
but
I know the artists are suffering.
Going back when you sort of transposed to the production of it, did that, and they're giving you that freedom and being able to select stuff yourself, that must have been a great bonus.
It was absolutely brilliant, and it still is. You know, it absolutely still. I'm still very engaged in the art show. I continuously, you know, people want to know what's happening across the city and further afield. Just check out our art show Facebook page and our art show Twitter page, because I continuously keep that updated. And you know, even though people think, oh God, the arts are decimated, there's nothing happening, there is. There is, you know, the show is going on, Noel. The show is going online,
like,
for want of a better word.
Yeah, like radio, art will find a way.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. It absolutely is. And you know what? I think, you know, whatever people's opinions of the arts, you know, have been, I think the arts have found a way during this pandemic, and they're continuing to do so. And I think that we really now we see the benefits, the therapeutic benefits and the value of arts, not just to humankind, to society, to communities, but also to the economy. You know, we see all those jobs and all the teams that have been really affected by this. You know, if the actors don't go on the stage, Noel, mm-hmm. well then the costume people don't get work, the lighting people, the sound people, you know it yourself.
Yes, indeed. It affects an awful lot of people.
Yeah.
Sound in the background, as you said, makeup, everything at all to do with it.
Everything.
I know there's still a lot of movies going on. What else is happening? Is everything happening online apart from that?
Do you know what I mean? A lot of it's happening on. I mean, there was a step down towards more offline, as we'll call it, more real life stuff. For example, open house is happening this weekend. I mean, I used to also cover events that are happening right across the city. Open house is happening this weekend, right up actually from to today, right up until Sunday. Now there is some offline. So, like for example, there's walking tours. Anything that's COVID safe, like outdoors, wearing a mask, social distancing, that's happening in very reduced numbers, Noel. Mm. But an awful lot of it is happening online. That's happening, that's coming up. Music Week has started as well. Again, that's gone online. The Red Line Book Festival, that's coming up next week. Oliver Cornet Gallery, beautiful art gallery, he's having an opening again, very different kind of an opening on Sunday, but that'll be on for, like, for example, you have to ring ahead, you know, to come into a gallery, you'll ring ahead, there'll be sanitizer at the door, you know, there'll be numbers going in, monitored, you know, that's the new normal, Noel.
Indeed,
the show is going on.
Yeah, and there's a lot of bands out there releasing albums, and of course they can talk online and stuff like that, and you can play the music of Spotify or wherever they put it up. So there's lots of things going on. Remind our listeners more when you're on air and the time you go out and how often.
Well, you know what, before the music stopped playing, so to speak, we were every Tuesday. And then we were reducing down to every Tuesday, every fortnight. Mm. And now at the moment, it's once a month. So, once a month. But, you know, so you'll get us on Tuesdays, and everything gets podcast. And like I said, I think people need to also just, you know, like our social media, get on our Facebook and our Twitter. Whatever even isn't covered on the show will be posted on our social media pages. So you can still engage. And you'll know what's happening all around you. So I really ask people to get on there. And you know, like you said, the show will go on. It's very funny. I was listening to the show, Noel, and I always love your show. And you were just about to play Smokey. I actually had Smokey. I was kind of thinking back on the wonderful people that I had on the show. I even had the Smokey on the show. So
oh,
I was
did
like,
you really?
What a great
band. Great band. Great band.
Great band. I had, you know, over the years, Nola had the Bay City Rollers. I had the Three Tenors on. I had, you know, even people coming in from abroad, like Denny Bonet from New York City came on the show. I also, of course, interviewed Bosco on the show. Mm-hmm. And I covered so many wonderful things, like the Seen and Heard Festival, the first Fortnight Festival, which was for actually mental health. It was a mental health arts festival.
So you've some great memories, more over the six, 7 years, no doubt about it.
It's been spectacular, you know. Like I always said, you know, there's some great quotes about the arts, you know. It was a great quote from Thomas Merton. He said, "The art enables us to find ourselves and lose ourselves at the same time." You know, George Bernard Shaw said, "You can use a glass mirror to see your face, but you use the works of art and the arts to see your soul." You know, mm-hmm. The arts are something that's so important to us. I really can't stress enough, you know, how important it is. The arts, let's not forget, the arts also was great for fundraising. You know, they were great for calling attention to, I suppose, things that we were neglecting in society. For example, mm-hmm. I remember having the sheltered charity Through the Arts, which is, you know, brings me to think that Focus, actually a big sleepover for Focus Ireland, is coming up in a few weeks' time. You know, a lot of fundraising was done for causes through the arts. So, yeah, I'm an ambassador for the arts, Noel. I'm always there to support them. And there was even, you know, and I'm really feeling for all the people in that sector at the moment. There's the Arts and Culture Recovery Task Force that's set up by Minister Catherine Martin. They're working to try and not only make the arts, the creative industry, survive, but also bring them back into recovery. But also there's another program that's been set up during this COVID time called mindingcreativeminds.ie. If people want to go onto that website, there's a lot of useful information in there, and even ways to get funding and support during this terrible pandemic. So I love them.
Okay, well, listen, you're on once a month, and people can get in touch and look up the podcast and all like that. Is there any of the old programs always still up there as well that people maybe could catch up on, or sometimes they've missed it, and or maybe they might think of something they heard? You've mentioned a few things you had on yourself. I'd like to hear that again, so they can look up on the podcasts.
Yeah, I cover all the sectors within the creative industries, you know, festivals, theatre, events, music, literature. You know, you just have to go on to Maura Walsh, Near FM, and podcasts, and you'll get most of my work up there, okay. Most of the interviews that I've had. So,
okay.
Thank you for asking. Yes.
Not at all. Thank you very much, Maura. It's been a great pleasure talking to you, and keep up the good work, and I'm sure everything won't be too long now before everything's back, hopefully.
Well, it's a it's been a pleasure. I love Near FM. It's a wonderful station. The people, the management, I absolutely, you know, all I can say is Brella Hanna Near FM.
Thanks very much, Maura. Bye bye.
Have
a good weekend. Bye bye. And that's Maura Walsh. And of course, a great program going out there, the Art Show on Tuesdays, only on once a month now. But look up Maura Walsh on the website there, and you'll get all the information and the programs up there on the podcasts, of course, as well.